is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The jury deliberated for 3.5 hours this afternoon and then decided the fate of John Ehrlichman and his three co-defendants. Leslie Stahl reports.
John Ehrlichman and his three co-defendants have been convicted for conspiracy in the Ellsberg break-in operation. Ehrlichman faced the jury stoically and without emotion as the foreman read the verdict. Guilty on 4 counts of conspiracy and perjury, innocent on 1 count of lying to a grand jury. He could get a maximum of 25 years in prison. The other defendants, G. Gordon Liddy, Bernard Barker, and Eugenio Martinez, were found guilty on 1 count, and they each face a maximum of 10 years in prison. Earlier today, Judge Gazelle himself said Ehrlichman's lawyers had darted and dodged around the issues, presenting no coherent defense. When Ehrlichman himself took the stand during the trial, he displayed consistent lapses of memory about his role in the break-in operation. Judge Gazelle released all the defendants without bail until sentencing, which he set for July 31st. Ehrlichman says he is preparing to file an appeal. Leslie Stahl, CBS News at the D.C. Court of Appeals in Washington.
More news in a moment. The White House has always said that President Nixon doesn't expect the House of Representatives to vote in favor of his impeachment, but there was a lot of confusion today about what he expects from the House Judiciary Committee. Bob Schieffer reports from the White House.
The confusion began when White House spokesman Gerald Warren told reporters what he thought White House lawyer James St. Clair had told reporters at the Capitol. In essence, Warren said St. Clair predicted the House Judiciary Committee would vote to impeach the president and that the full House would turn down the suggestion when it came to a vote. He said the assessment had been given to the president and the president agreed. Then St. Clair said that wasn't what he had said at all and that he didn't know what the committee would do eventually. Then Warren said he had misunderstood St. Clair's original statement and, furthermore, the president thought it inappropriate to make predictions. Finally, White House Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler said that was all correct, but he said personally he wouldn't be surprised if the committee did vote impeachment for partisan reasons. By nightfall, all of the spokesmen did seem to agree that if the matter ever did reach the House floor, the president would beat the rap. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, The White House.
Washington's great and lowly gathered today for the funeral of Earl Warren. Neil Strauser reports.
President and Mrs. Nixon led the mourners, and 9 justices and 4 former justices of the Supreme Court served as honorary pallbearers at the Washington Cathedral services. They heard Rabbi Alvin Fine of San Francisco State University eulogize Earl Warren as the classical American.
The youth of our country is searching for heroes. Real heroes who dare to transform American mythology into an American reality. Earl Warren is one of those heroes.
Richard Nixon and Earl Warren sometimes had been political rivals, but it was the president who took the weeping widow's arm to lead her from the cathedral. He went back to the White House, she to Arlington National Cemetery, where Earl Warren was buried, and where Justice William O. Douglas was observed shedding a tear for the man who said he would like to have his court remembered as the People's Court. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Washington.
First Line Report. News and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting today from the traveling White House newsroom in Southern California.